Yihiratin v'hu ha'ikar Shebetchilas Chodesh Kislev, right now, the beginning of this month, Chodesh Ha'Gula, Tavay B'Koyel B'Gili Ha'Gula Amitin Vashleim. We should see openly the complete Gula and the true Gula, Aschonas Ha'Gula V'Ashleim Musa. We should see the beginning of the redemption and its completion. Ayidei Mashiach Zidkenu, who was Yamed Melech Meiz David, the king from the house of David, Ashi Yisakin Esoilam, he will correct and repair the entire world. Lavad is Hashem b'yachad, that everyone will serve Hashem together. Shanem, as it says, not only he will influence Yidden, he'll influence the whole world. Az epech al amim la'obdei shchem echad, that I will transform all the nations, that they'll all serve Hashem together. Kumarum is gam b'siyim b'chaysim ha'avtayra, d'shvu shabbat. This is Pashas Tovus. So the Rebbe said this is also hinted in the Haftarah of the previous week. What's hinted in the Haftarah? Haftarah the Shavu Shavar, that Haftarah Mistayemes finishes Bachrozah with this announcement, Yichi Adoni HaMelech David La'olam. These are the words. What does it mean? Nitzchius Malchus David, this refers to, it says David HaMelech should live forever. This refers to the Malchus, the kingdom of David, that it continued the following generation through Shleima. The story in this Haftarah was where David HaMelech's wife came to him and she said that someone else wants to take away the Malchus and you promised it to Shleima HaMelech. And that's when he promised her that no, only Shleima HaMelech will take over. And then she said these words, Yichi Adoni HaMelech David La'ilah. So the Nitzchi is the eternity and permanency of Malchus David comes through Shleim HaMelech, Sheh Shleim Musa, and the completion of that will be Aidei HaMelech HaMashiach. Because the Rambam writes that Mashiach will be Mibayz David Umizera Shleim. Not only he'll be a descendant of David HaMelech had more than one son, but it'll be from David HaMelech and from Shleim HaMelech's children. Then the Rebbe says, Sheh Toichno Shel Achrozazu, the content of this announcement is his galus mitziyusoi the Melech HaMashiach. Through this comes the revealing of the essence of Melech HaMashiach. In other words, it's a whole sicha where the Rebbe talks about the essence of Mashiach and his galus of Mashiach. Where the Rebbe explains, if you want to just, sorry to make you run around, but it's on the same page, 132, just that little paragraph, the first one on the right side where it says Al Pizeh. The Rebbe explained that the essence of Mashiach, that's the beginning of everything. And all the accomplishments of Mashiach, that's like the light of the moon. Alpiza Mubar. She'ikar ha'chidish de b'yas ha'mashiachu. The main chidish of b'yas ha'mashiach is his galus mitziyusay, when the essence of Mashiach is revealed. Why? Ki kol proto inyonim shalachazeh, all the details that follow, what are they? His galusay le'im koil, that he will become revealed to everyone. Ayidei Pulais, if that'll happen through his activities of Ligarless Yisrael, to take Yidden out of Golas, and all the other activities of Yemaisa Mashiach, that's going to make him be revealed to the whole world. All these activities, the thing that Mashiach will do, Boyim, they come, Kitaitzav, Istaifus, Mizdalus Mitzyusim. That's all a result. That all branches out from his essence becoming revealed. Uklulim Boy, and it's all included in the essence. Kishem Shemayil Galabana, just like the birth of the moon, includes all the light, and this light continues to grow from moment to moment until it becomes complete. That's how Mashiach, the light of Mashiach, is all his activities. And the more he does, and the more he conquers, and the more he changes the world, the more he becomes revealed. But what's responsible for all this? One single change, which is the Hizdalus of his essence. So here again, I'll look back here, the Rebbe concludes, what brings the Hizdalus of the essence? The announcement of Yichi Adoni HaMelech David La'olam. And I think it's obvious that Rebbe is not talking about the announcement that Batsheva made all the way back there in those days. The Rebbe says, Shetechna Shel Achrozazu, who is Galus Mitzyusei, that's making this announcement, that brings the Hizdalus of Mashiach now. That's why the Rebbe says that in this Haftarah, it hints to Mashiach today. So this is one of the sources where it's coming from. And of course the Sikh was said, by the way, in a time where people were already saying these words and this announcement of Yechi HaMelech. There was controversy about it. So here the Rebbe puts in and says, this announcement brings the Hizgalus of Mitzius HaMelech HaMashiach. In the other Sikha, which we'll be learning in Mirz Hashem, that's from Beis Nissen, there the Rebbe explains why do these words bring out that Mashiach should be revealed. Because the words Yechi HaMelech, first of all, it indicates that it means that we accept the Malchus of the Melech. And when we accept the Malchus of a Melech, that's how we empower him to be a Melech. And this is a basic concept of Siddhis, explained in so many Maimorim and Siddhis regarding Rosh Hashanah, regarding the Malchus of Hashem. But actually the Gemara says that every single day when you say the Shema, you're doing the same thing. What is Shema? Kabbalas HaMalchus of Hashem. Kabbalas Malchus. Why does Hashem need us to be Makabal, His Malchus? He doesn't need us. But through us accepting His Malchus, that reveals His Malchus. What we need is that His Malchus should be revealed in the world. The more we accept it, the more it's revealed in the world. So the same with every Melech, and the same with Malchus of Mashiach, that by us accepting and saying Yechi HaMelech, that brings it out. I mentioned many times, I just want to point it out again. I know there are sometimes people that raise a question. And when the Rebbe spoke about it the first time, he kept using the term Yechi HaMelech. So how come some people today don't say Yechi HaMelech, they say Yechi Adonenu, Mareinu, Rabbeinu, Melech HaMashiach, Leilam Vod? It seems like we're adding to what the Rebbe said the first time. So first of all, let's not forget that for a year and a half, people were saying in front of the Rebbe, in his presence, these words, Yechi Adonenu, Mareinu, Rabbeinu, Melech HaMashiach, Leilam Vod. The Rebbe encouraged the singing very strongly, very obvious. We can see video today and watch it. So that itself is the biggest endorsement that this is something which the Rebbe approves of. But here too we see when the Rebbe talks about the Achraza, the Rebbe says, Yechi Adoni HaMelech David Leilo. In fact, originally when the Rebbe spoke about it, the Rebbe says, where does this come from that we make such an announcement? It comes from Tanakh. That's what they used to say when they would appoint the new Melech, Yechi HaMelech. And if you look in Tanakh, over there it also doesn't say just Yechi HaMelech. It says Yechi HaMelech Shleima, for example, with the name of the Melech. So basically, the Rebbe never limited it just to these two words. In fact, many people forgot that for many years, here we always used to say to the Rebbe, Yechi Adonenu Mareinu Rabbeinu. Every rally of children would finish off with the children saying this phrase, this hakraza, this announcement. You can watch videos of that as well, and how the Rebbe responds to it. And here and there, when the Rebbe spoke about it, the Rebbe is adding that we also added these words. We have another moment. I just want to go over one more part in the Sikha, which is on page 131, which is another thing. Many times you find the question where people say, okay, Mashiach is important. I remember, in fact, not long ago I had a discussion with someone, and he didn't understand where this comes from. And I said to him, if you look in the Sikha, it says to say Yechi HaMelech, and this brings Mashiach. So his response to me was, so that's the only Sikha? There are a lot of Sikhas of the Rebbe. Why do you have to make such a commotion about this Sikha? There are Sikhas about davening, and Sikhas about learning, and Sikhas about Mitzrayim. So the answer is because now is the time when the Rebbe told us to be into this. But there's no one more than the Rebbe himself, and in the Rebbe's Sikhas where we see that the Rebbe tells us not only to believe in Mashiach, to hope in Mashiach, but pretty much the Rebbe tells us to be totally obsessed with Mashiach. There's actually a video once by going through with the Dalas where the Rebbe told somebody, Mizoktaf Mir, which means they say about me that I'm crazy about Mashiach. This is the Rebbe's words. But let's look at these words here, Yud Aleph, on page 131, where it says Yud Aleph. Chazal say the words, Kol Yimei Chayecha L'Avid Yimei Samashiach. And just last week, we learned that the Rebbe interprets it to mean that every day of your life, you should do everything you can to bring Yimei Samashiach. Look at the words the Rebbe uses here. Kol Yimei Chayecha means, Pirusha, V'chol Rega, V'rega, Sh'odam Chai. Every moment that a person is alive, Hein by yoin, hein by lila, whether it's by day or by night. Hein Eir Vein Yashin, whether you're awake or you're sleeping. Shagam Ozu Chai, even when you're sleeping, you're alive. Ide Neshimas Avir, through breathing. Like it says, Kol HaNesham Ta'al Ka, that for every breath we take, we have to thank Hashem. Shamuch Rechliyaz B'chol Rega V'rega, breathing is even more necessary than eating and drinking. A person can't live without eating and drinking, but it doesn't have to do it every second. Baruch Hashem. But breathing, you have to do that every second. The Kol Yimei Chayecha, L'Havi Meisim Mashiach, Perusha, it means, Sha'achayesh Shaloi, what gives a person life, B'chol Rega V'rega, it is, what does he do?